After a delay of 65 years, it took an act of Congress to recognize the bravery and sacrifice of a Polk County soldier who was a prisoner of war in Korea. Our series Off the Base, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien joined more than 100 friends and family who crammed into a Lakeland Community Center last week for a presentation of the Army's Distinguished Service Cross, an award of valor second only to the Medal of Honor.
As you enter the Medulla Community Center just south of Lakeland, to the right is a sign-in sheet with red, white, and blue balloons. Ahead is a long table laden with citations, letters, newspaper articles, and military medals. They belong to Edward Grady Holcomb. He retired from the Army as a Sergeant First Class in 1968, but he's being honored for what he did as a private when taken prisoner in the Korean War.
All this recognition goes along with what my father used to say, God make us humble and truly thankful for this and all other blessings that you may bestow upon us.
One hand firmly grips his walker as the 84-year-old stands greeting everyone who comes through the doors.
Good to see you.
Still getting around, huh?
Yeah. Well, looky here.
I love you, brother.
Yeah, I love you too. This is my ministry. I drive 2 hours every Sunday to hear him preach.
The Reverend Larry Miller delivers the opening prayer. A color guard follows and a presentation by Congressman Dennis Ross of Lakeland.
I'm here to make sure that you receive the honor that is so long overdue. The only living POW to ever receive this award, the Distinguished Service Cross. And let me tell you something, bear witness to this today. What you're seeing is the award of an extraordinary honor given to an extraordinary man.
Holcomb was taken prisoner in 1950, along with more than 370 soldiers. He was made senior medic among the POWs at age 19. Volunteering to stay with the most severely wounded, giving them his food, Holcomb helped his fellow prisoners as they were forced to march north. He and four others managed to escape 3 months later. But Holcomb's nomination for the Distinguished Service Cross was lost or overlooked. By the time it was discovered, it took an act of Congress to lift a time limitation so he could be awarded the medal. Ross helped usher the honor through Congress.
You have done what this country so desperately needs. You have shown by way of an example not only what it's like to be a hero, but what it's like to be a hero with humility.
Korea is often called the Forgotten War, and the men who fought it often feel forgotten. That's where retired Air Force Colonel Tom McDaniel enters the story. He was 5 years old when his father was killed as a Korean War POW. Decades later, McDaniel wanted to know more about his father, so he started digging and found fragments of the story and seven survivors, including Holcomb and his nomination for the Distinguished Service Cross.
I'm going to get a little emotional before I have to get military. This was the perfect POW. He did everything.
It was McDaniel's research for a book about his father that led to the recognition of what the POWs had to endure and how Holcomb helped.
When the enemy retreated from Seoul, he alone volunteered to stay with the weakest prisoners who were forced to walk with the main column on a grueling 120-mile march to Pyongyang.
McDaniel reads from the award citation and then pins the Distinguished Service Cross to Holcomb's lapel. Too overwhelmed by the honor or the memories, Holcomb has one of his daughters say he accepts the honor on behalf of all the boys and all the young men who didn't get out of the prison camp.
Let me dismiss the color guard.
Color guard, attention!
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7
News. Colors,